Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hemsley and Krivic is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Heath reaches second base with a double. Trotsky moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trotsky scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Appling moves to second. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Lodigiani goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rolly Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a pop-up towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. QL reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosenthal for the out. Lodigiani moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards second. Max scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman pinch runs for Hal Trotsky. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Rusty Peters. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Workman moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Workman scores. Campbell moves to second. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Bo Bell pinch hits for Joe Heving. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Soltis chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Appling. Appling fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Appling. Campbell scores. Hemsley goes all the way around to score. Bell moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly is hit by the pitch. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-4 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Grimes now playing third base. Bob Feller now pitching. Bo Bell now playing first base. Dave Short pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Dave Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.